This is North Shore High School Football. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns for the first of two here tonight from Manning Field and Lynn. It's Revere and Lynn Classical. Marty Smith is also on hand. He'll be bringing you some of the play-by-play just a little bit later on tonight as well. So it's a doubleheader here at Manning Field and Lynn. Revere, Lynn Classical in the first game, followed by North Reading, Lynn English in the second game. That game kicks off at about 7:30 tonight. We have both coaches coming up. Revere's Lou Ciccatelli and Brian Vaughn from Lynn Classical High School as part of our pregame show here tonight. So, Tim, we've got some wind in the weather here tonight. I was going to say in the forecast, but it's here right now. It's already here. And a little bit of mist here as well, but it's a very windy night, so that could interfere with the passing game tonight.
Yeah, certainly we've seen Classical willing to throw the ball around early so far in this season. It may have an impact, whether you're going into the wind or against the wind, certainly. This is a game of a tale of two teams. You've got Classical, who's given up 8 points in two games, and Revere, who scored 7 points in two games. And conversely, Classical scored 79 points, and Revere has given up 53. So could this be a lopsided win for Classical? Again, it's a new week. Teams came in with different attitudes. You got really kind of rough conditions. That could wreck havoc with a Classical game plan. Yeah. It may play into Revere's hands. So, again, you have to wait to the final 2 minutes to find out what's going to happen.
Revere, very young, and they also have some key injuries impacting the team tonight. They're 0-2, Lynn Classical 2-0. We talked about the passing a moment ago. Keith Ridley has thrown for 6 touchdown passes for the Rams in their first 2 wins of the year against Medford and Malden. What we'll do is step aside. The coaches are next here on our pregame show as we roll on from Manning Field and Lynn. Bill Newell, Tim Kearns, and Marty Smith here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO, newsports.com is your connection to North Shore news and sports. Local video and radio interviews, photos, and much more. And a daily local radio newscast on North Shore Today.
This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli. And Lou, if you were to put a little descriptor on this year's Revere football team, what would you say at this point?
Very young. We're a very, very young football team. We have a lot of sophomores and 2 freshmen with varsity positions this year. And we have about 3 seniors, 2 of them right now, 2 of my captains are out with injury. So we've got our work cut out for us. But I will say this, the boys always find a way to work hard, and hopefully the coaches can find a way to coach them up and keep the game close against a very good Classical team on Friday night.
You know, I was thinking after your first game, week one, and looking at the score, and I've always thought, you know, the last few years, Revere is always a pretty good barometer. You've been solid. So if someone were to lose to you, okay, that stands to reason. Somebody beats you, then they're a very good team, kind of a deal. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been a solid program. So what did you lose off of last year's team? Because you have lost quite a bit.
Yeah, we're struggling right now on offense for sure, and it's all new positions on offense basically. We lost my quarterback, Ed Sullivan. I lost my two running backs, Victor Rivera and Oscar Lopez. So that was about 90.5% of our offense, if you will. And those are big numbers to fill in. We got, like I said, we got a lot of young kids, a couple of sophomore running backs that were looking for good things to come from, and a freshman quarterback that's going to get his first start Friday night against the, like I said before, a very, very good classical team.
Well, tell me about your quarterback.
Yeah, sure. His name is Calvin Boudreau. He's had a great, great camp. He can throw the ball very well. He's pretty mobile, and he's a smart kid. Smart kid. And we think in a year or two, he's going to definitely be our future. He's got a lot of poise, if you will, in the pocket. He's been one of our JV players for the last two games, and with a few things going on at running back and injuries, we had to move him up to quarterback, and he's looked okay at practice. So hopefully the guys will give him time and rally behind him on Friday.
Now, you also, not only did you graduate a lot, not only have a lot of young players playing this week, but you have some injuries here, too, with some key players.
Yeah, we're going through the injury bug right now, I'm sure, like everyone else. My two captains, Ronnie Marcelino and Ed Ballou, offensive guard, linebacker, and Eddie's a defensive end and tailback kicker, if you will. They're out. They're probably, Ronnie's definitely out. There's a possibility, but he's been very, very limited during practice during the week. So, yeah, we're missing two big keys. And like I said, there's an opportunity for younger kids to fill in that position. They're going to have to, and hopefully, make something of it.
I saw Classical in their first game, and they looked very good. And I guess they looked good again last week to go to 2-0. So, this team obviously is getting it done on both sides of the football.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Brian's a good friend of mine. Brian does a great job with them. He's got it going in the right direction for sure. Listen, they're big, they're physical, they're fast, they're well coached. We've got our work cut out for us. We're going to have to play an A game, and with a lot of young kids, that's going to be a big task. But like I told my guys, we just want to keep it close with a chance to win down the stretch. And I think at that point, it's all you can ask for.
Maybe one last football question. Looking at Keith Ridley, their quarterback, he strikes me as a quarterback that's really hard to defend because he does a lot of things. He runs different places on the field. He can throw and move around a little bit. He may not be the best at all of those things, but he's out there and he's all over the field.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I think he could be one of the best of all those things from the quarterbacks that I've seen in this. Obviously early this year, but listen, he's big, he's strong, he's got a gun for an arm. They run that QB wham with him, and he's tough to tackle. It's going to take a lot of our guys. We're going to have to team tackle, pursue drill the whole week and get on him because he's a very, very good runner, and I think he's got an excellent thrower also. So, yeah, he's they got a lot of good things going on with him over there for sure.
All right, Coach, good talking with you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
A great way to monitor what's happening on the North Shore, get the MSO New Sports app. A click here, a click there, you're listening or watching North Shore football. And check out the latest stories on our webpage, msonewsports.com.
Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, is joining us prior to their game this week against Revere. Coach, I gotta talk to you about the 2-0 start you're off to. It's been a great 2 weeks of football in the city of Lynn with Tech, St. Mary's, Lynn English, and even Kip is 1-2 on the season, so 1-1 on the season. So tell me about your start and the story behind the story there.
Well, like I said to a few other people, I think we were able to catch some breaks early on, and we were able to capitalize off those things, and I think that those breaks played a role in us being 2-0 this week. But also, you know, with the kids working hard in the off season and all camp and every day in practice, I think those things help with the outcomes on Friday nights.
You know, I saw the first game, your first win, and Keith Ridley was fantastic in that game for his first start as a varsity quarterback. How did that continue into week two?
Week two, he played outstanding. He played outstanding again. I think he's a talented kid. The sky's the limit with him. I want to say his stats from that night, he was 9 for 12 for 188, three touchdowns, and he also rushed for over 100 and another touchdown. So when you have a kid that's able to do that stuff, it's kind of easy as in a coach calling plays and stuff. But again, he's a hard-working kid. He gets after it in the film room. He gets after it in preparation, and he gets after it every day in practice. So if you continue doing that, again, sky's the limit for him.
To win, you have to eliminate mistakes or keep them down to a bearable margin or number of them. And then you have to be consistent, that kind of thing as well, and your defense has to play well. So kind of put that into some kind of context for me.
Well, I want to say right now, I think our defense is playing really well right now. Coach Murphy, our defensive coordinator, Dennis Murphy, is doing an outstanding job with them in game planning and, again, studying the film and coming up with schemes that we're going to do every week. And for us, you know, we want to have a good defense out there. I think defense wins games. You know, obviously everybody talks about and loves the offense, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, our defense has been playing pretty well. I want to say we gave up our first points late in the third quarter against Malden. But again, some breaks came in the way with that. But even in Medford, we had two goal line stops, and that's just a credit to our defense playing lights out.
Revere this week, what kind of a game are you expecting? What are the strengths that Revere has?
Coach Ciccatelli is a good friend of mine. He his guys are always well coached. You know, I expect to be in a dogfight. They do some things that could present some issues with us a little bit on defense because of some schemes he has. He loves getting outside a little bit and doing some things offensively that can make things difficult. But I expect us to be in a good football game. It should be a good football game on Friday night, and this is what it's about.
Yeah. Well, Coach Vaughn, good talking with you. Good luck Friday.
Thank you.
Brian Vaughn, head football coach at Lynn Classical. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO New Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off-the-boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing. We've created local jobs and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.
MSO NewsForce.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to Manning Field and Lynn. I'm Bill Newell along with Tim Kearns and Marty Smith for coverage of a doubleheader tonight from Manning Field. First game, Revere and Lynn Classical will be kicking off in just moments here. That'll be followed by the North Reading Lynn English game at 7:30 tonight. Check out one of our newest programs on MSO. It's called Connections, airing Thursday mornings with timely local guests, including the very popular Heather Atwood. Other games taking place tonight, Somerville at Gloucester. That's a broadcast game right here on MSO, starting at 7 o'clock. You got unbeaten Salem playing host to Saugus tonight. That's a 7 o'clock game tonight as well. Other games, Newburyport at Masconomet, Ipswich at Triton, Amesbury at Linfield, Essex Tech at Manchester Essex, Lynn Tech at Georgetown, Cambridge at Malden Catholic. In the Middlesex League, Wakefield is on the road at Wilmington, Watertown at Melrose, Lexington at Reading, Woburn at Belmont, Stoneham at Burlington, Austin Prep, hosting Arlington Catholic, Whittier at Chelsea. Tomorrow, our two broadcast games include our live streaming video game, Everett at St. John's Prep at 4 o'clock. That'll be preceded at 1 o'clock right here on MSO with radio coverage of the Malden at Beverly game from Hurd Stadium in Beverly, the opening or the home opener for the ON2 Panthers tomorrow.
Yeah, talking to Coach Morenci in the for the Panther profile preview rather. He mentioned, you know, they made a couple of minor tweaks. Not going to change a whole lot. They believe in the system. The players believe in it. And it's just a matter of getting past a couple of things. He said they made a couple of positional changes. But, again, nothing major. So they look to get back on in the winning track. As I mentioned, well, you know, Beverly teams in the past have finished 0-2 and ended up in the Super Bowl. So.
Right. In fact, Phil Stacey had this stat over the weekend, last weekend, after Salem won to go to 2-0 and then Beverly lost to fall to 0-2. The last time that happened was the year several years ago. I'm not sure what year it was, and I should have made note of that. But in that year, you're right, Tim, Beverly went to the Super Bowl that year.
2010.
Okay, 2010 after the 0-5 start. That's back when they played a complete non-league schedule, the first five games of the year. Then the second half of the schedule was a league schedule, and then Beverly just rolled right through there.
Yeah, and then they even lost on Thanksgiving to Salem, which was another non-league
you're right,
game.
Yeah.
So they end the regular season 5-6, and still managed to qualify for the playoffs, and there they got hot, and they just rolled through to the title.
You know, I mentioned one of the things last week when looking at scores, and I mentioned it with Coach Ciccatelli this week, is that in the interview, I think I mentioned it in the interview with him, is that Revere has been so solid since they started the playoffs. They have qualified for the playoffs every single year, has this Revere team. And so when I saw scores like the Gloucester at Revere score to start the season, where Gloucester won down there, I'm thinking, well, that's a pretty good barometer that Gloucester was able to win that game in Revere. because Revere has been a pretty solid club over the years. What we have this year, though, with Revere, we have a very young Revere football team this year. So that's just something to keep in mind. So we're just about ready for the start of tonight's game between Lynn Classical and Revere. Stay there with us right here on MSO News Sports.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. The atmosphere is casual, the staff friendly and attentive, the food fantastic. From pub grub, appetizers, soup, salad, or sandwiches, to burgers, chicken, seafood, pasta dishes, or decadent desserts, everything's prepared to perfection. So make plans to meet at Sylvan Street, Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Check out their website, sylvanstreetgrill.com. Better yet, go in and find out for yourself what the buzz is all about. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
MSO, NewSports.com, MSO Radio.
It'll be Revere and Lynn Classical in the first game of our doubleheader at Manning Field and Lynn. It's interesting. You look. What's that?
I just see that sheet. I was trying not to interrupt you to the schedule sheet just in case. Any other scores I want to record.
Okay. So you want this?
I just for just okay. Momentarily.
Okay.
Pardon my interruption.
Yeah.
I tried not to, and then he said what? He got me.
Well.
Yeah.
The guy's been organizing his rosters in his ring binder for the last 30 minutes. And so he's finished that, and now it's on to the game broadcast here.
Hey, just in time. It's all about timing, though. All about timing.
All right, we have a very stiff wind blowing from right to left here at Manning Field. We've got Classical with the green uniforms, the kind of gold numbers, a little bit of the ram horn, white ram horn on their helmets. Some of them have the gold shoes as well, and Revere will be kicking off into that wind. Now, everyone is up very tight for Classical with this kickoff coming into the wind. Batter Heyo will be kicking off for Classical High School, for Revere High School. A little chip shot high in the air will come down at the 32-yard line, fielded there by the Rams. Run back out over the 35-40 down the sidelines up to around the 45-yard line on the kickoff return.
We saw that last week, and proved pretty effective. Again, it's just trying to get the ball up in the air, get your coverage down the field as fast as possible to limit any kind of potential run back. With a team that has superior numbers, superior athletes that are going against Georgia, it's a good job by Revere to minimize that return.
Lynn Classical starting at their own 47, so they have a nice return to start things here. And here's Keith Ridley heaving one out on the left to Nashawn Butler. Falls incomplete out on the left from the 47. It was only about 2 yards up on the near side left. On that kickoff return, it was Cameron Green, a junior, on the return for Classical High School. Not a bad return for him from the 42 out to the 47. Incomplete pass, second down 10 for Classical. Three receivers near side left, one far side right. To the right is where the ball goes, and it's a catch at midfield. Receiver pulled down at the 49 after gaining about 2, maybe 3 yards tops.
Yeah, the key for Revere tonight, again, down some senior leadership and their captains being injured, is first man in the ball has got to get latch on, got to hold them up, and then the secondary help's got to get there very, very quickly.
Tyrese Johnson with a reception, a four-yard gain, second down and six, third down pass out on the left side. Butler with the catch up midfield down to the 40. He's got the first down, chugging to about the 37. They'll move the chains ahead. It'll be a first down for Lynn Classical High School.
Tackled by Zach Furlong, number 22.
Offensive line for Classical High School, Jason Ruiz, Nick LaBella, Javian Delgado, Terrence McGaughey, and Dennis Pierce on that offensive line. Keith Ridley, the 6'3", 215-pound junior quarterback. Six touchdown passes so far, and there are two wins this year. There's a toss out on the left side. Butler can't hang on to it. He kind of stumbled down. And the ball, I think, it is clearly being impacted by this wind. Even though the wind is at the back, it's a very stiff wind here. Plus, we do have some moisture falling out of the sky as well at the same time here.
Well, that's the second pass that he's gone to Butler for, and he's missed on it. He's turning very quickly to his left and gunning the ball. Bad snap.
Taken by their back, run straight ahead down to the 30, 20 to the 11, and it is Malcolm Best, the running back, who ended up taking that snap out of the shotgun. I'm wondering if even the wind impacted that snap back to the quarterback.
That ball fell at Ridley's feet. Give the running back credit. He came up and he literally took it away from Ridley and just ran right through a hole on the left side.
Yeah, this is a very stiff wind at their back right here. Ball to the 13-yard line. Best in the backfield beside the quarterback Ridley. Two receivers to the right and left. And the snap comes back to Ridley. He is hit right. He options it off, and it's dropped. It's picked up. Running back way back at the 28, taken down. That's Deshaun Butler. They'll lose yardage on that.
Yeah, nice play by number 22 and number 54 for Revere. Zach Furlong again, and Zach Carifio. Again, they really blew up that play, but again, that snap to Ridley is being impacted, and he was in the grasp. He managed to get the toss off, but it wasn't a good toss. The ball was fluttering, and Best had a hard time with it.
Yeah, Revere with four sophomores starting on defense here tonight. So it's second down and about 24. Snap hits the ground again. Ridley picks it up and is hit down right away. Back on out to the 33.
And that's number 6. Again, blowing that up, Jim Kasuas, and number 22. Again, Zach Furlong again. He's just all over the place right now for a sophomore, all over the place for the Revere defense. He's just making things happen. But again, that ball, if it's not literally shot out of the center's hands, it's floating all over the place.
There's a middle screen incomplete off the arm of quarterback Ridley down to about the 30-yard line. This wind is so stiff here that it's right at the back of the Rams, but it's impacting the direct snap back in the shotgun formation to the quarterback.
Yeah, our own version of Don Kent, Monty Smith, is reporting that wind is swirling all down on the field, and it is wreaking havoc with the center snap to Ridley. And again, that was a very dangerous pass because he threw it, and it landed behind a lineman who was out blocking, and had it touched him, that would have been a major punt.
Butler back to punt, standing at the 45 of Revere. No rush. Gets the punt away. A good strong punt. It'll go into the end zone and through the end zone and out to the 20. So there, again, with the wind at his back, he just popped a little foot into it. I think he was trying to do something a little bit softer, but the ball just carried once it got up in the air, and it landed right on the goal line, and it went well through those nettings behind the uprights.
Well, again, you know, Classical started off, you know, well, two for four for Ridley. But again, though, there were the same two passes to Butler. He just spun really quickly, didn't set his feet, didn't square himself up. And Butler wasn't squared to receive the ball either. And again, that wind just wrecked havoc with it and drove it away from him. And he lost both of them. Classical got lucky on a couple of exchanges there, where they were actually able to gain yardage.
Freshman quarterback Calvin Boudreau out, 5'6", 140 pounds for Revere High School. First down, Revere at the 20, their 20. They have a tight formation. Now on the count, they shift to one wide out, far side, left side. The handoff is to the running back, who was taken down. On the hit there for Classical High School, Chase Bono, Bono, rather, who just penetrated. He's one of the big keys defensively for this Classical High School.
Yeah, he was playing the left edge, and again, he just shut down that entire site, sealed it off, and was able to grab the running back and drop him.
Minus four on that play, second down 14 for Revere. Now, the other thing Revere has to worry about, as they also did with the kickoff, is they have to punt. If they do have to punt, they're punting right into this very stiff wind again. So the field direction will play a key role in many different ways, not necessarily always in your favor to have the wind at your back, as we found out with Classical here in that first quarter here. Boudreaux with the second down, 14, one wide out, far side left, half running back behind him and a wing set to the right side. Boudreaux with the tight end set to the right side. Now the wing goes in motion, but the handoff inside and around the right end, out to the 20, 30, 35, 40. Running back out near midfield, and the ball carrier for Revere High School was Zach Furlong. So Furlong with a big first down carry for... Yeah, Furlong with the carry.
Yeah, number six, Ismail Johnson, one of the captains of this Classical Ram team, brought him down. But again, not until after a large, large gain. That's going to be a confidence booster for Revere.
Yeah, about a 32-yard gainer for Furlong right there. And that gives them their first down of the evening here, albeit an early evening. We understand that. Quarterback Boudreaux maybe gaining a little bit of confidence here. Man in motion, and he takes the handoff into the arms of Jonathan Murphy. Turns the left corner. Might have 1 yard, but he might not, too. I'd say it's no gain. No, it is a one-yard gain. Murphy for one. Second down, 9 for Revere. Second game tonight. Lynn English hosting North Reading, and on Channel B tonight at 7 o'clock, Somerville is at Gloucester here on MSO News Sports with Rick Moore. Wide out, this is Bader Hayu going far side left. Now they've got four backs in the backfield right behind the quarterback. Boudreaux is right up behind center. Now they shift on the count. Wide outs one each way for Revere. Second down, 9. Handoff to the fullback. Straight ahead run down to the 44 of Classical. Short of the first down. Might got a little more than I thought. No, they're giving them the 44. So that is a gain of 7. Third down, 2 for Revere.
5:13 and counting. And what Revere needs to do tonight, Bill, is really ball control. Maintain possession, wind the clock down, minimize Classical's opportunities with the ball, because, you know, as we've seen, they're able to put points up on the board. 79 points in two games.
Big third down for Revere. Third down and 2 yards, maybe almost 2.5 for the Patriots. Wide outs, one coming near side right. And a flag. I think we have an offside on Revere.
Yeah, the receiver and right in front of the official. Yeah. As soon as he lined up.
And it's a run enough for a first down, too. Yeah,
and he got himself set. He signaled to the official. He was the wide. He was on the line. The official just put his hand on his waist, waited for the ball to be snapped, and then just pulled the flag. No doubt about that one. And I was looking right at the kid's foot thinking, you know, he really should step back here. And he didn't.
Yeah, there we go. Marking it off from the where the snap was, 5-yard penalty. Ball goes back to the Classical 49-yard line, where it'll be third down and 8. Very, very light precipitation here, but it's driven down here with a very strong wind, a right-to-left wind here at Manning Field, which is impacting the game. So a minute ago, we had a third down and 2, which we called a big play for Revere, and now probably even bigger here. Third down and maybe about 7 for the Patriots. Quarterback Boudreaux pitches to the running back. Comes right. Taken down at the 48. Maybe a gain of 1. Ball carrier right there for Revere was Lucas Barboza.
I thought he might be able to get the edge. He was actually going to cut up inside. But again, classical pursuit laterally, as we mentioned in the opening game a couple of weeks ago, was just so fast. And this year, their tackling is just so much more sure. I mean, they're wrapping up. The first guy is able to wrap up and bring down.
Hey, you getting ready to punt for Revere. He will be punting from the classical 48-yard line, but into this very, very stiff wind. See some umbrellas down below that are blowing around a little bit here. Or are they going for it here? Well, knowing that a punt is not going to get them much yardage, they're going for it from the 48 of classical, fourth down and about six for Revere. Boudreau, slow developing play, hands off to the wing, coming back near side right, dives to the right and has the first down, down to the 40. About a 10-yard gain, or about a 9 or 8-yard gain. And the ball carrier there, Barbosa. Well-designed play.
Wow, I was just going to say the exact same thing, Bill. Everybody flowed to the left, and he gave it to the fullback coming right. A classical defense flowed with the mass of humanity to their right, and he was all alone coming at us in between the yard markers and the 40-yard line itself. There was just a big alley, and he managed to get the first down plus two. So well-designed play. Great, again, one of those confidence-building moves for the Revere Patriots.
2 minutes, 50 seconds to play first quarter. No score here. Each team with the football once. Revere with it now. To the 40 of Classical, where they have a first down. Wide out near side right. Quarterback Boudreau right up behind center. Fullback behind him as well. Might have a little mess up with the exchange from center. Gives to Barbosa, the fullback, down to the 35. A gain of five for the Revere running back. Now, Barbosa is a sophomore. So this is a very young team. The quarterback is a freshman. Offensive line has at least a couple of sophomores on it. Frank Sims and Michael DuPont. Second down and five for Revere.
Every time the door opens behind us, it's a mad grasp to grab everything.
Thought this Jose would be long gone by now, huh?
Well, I tell you, it seems like the apocalypse is upon us. You know, we've had Javi and Irma, Jose, Maria, the earthquake in Mexico, the earthquake in Japan. Now there's been an earthquake 5.7 off the coast of Northern California.
Handoff inside, no gain. Classical defense there on the second down and five. The running back, Barbosa, just got leveled, and he lost 2 yards on the play. Well, they brought everybody. Bringing everybody for a run.
Again, they were guessing that Revere, they just had success on that play, on that previous play, 5 yards up the middle. Why not go after it again? And Classical guessed correctly on that one.
Just under a minute to play in the first quarter. Might have a timeout here. Revere driving left to right here in the first quarter. Again, each team with a possession here. Rams
and must be said, Bill, Revere's had the better of the possessions of the two.
Boudreau and his team 0-2, but with a third down here and seven from the 37 of Lynn Classical High School. Hand off to the wing, coming back near side, is wrapped up right away. Met by four or five Classical defenders. The very first one, I think, was Ahmed Geloso, who was in their alignment. He's not the one that finished him off, but he's the one that slowed him down. This will set up a fourth and 10. Now, if you figure what Revere did a moment ago, again, facing this very, very stiff wind here, I don't think we can really overstate how strong this wind is coming from right to left here. But they didn't punt earlier. I can't imagine them punting. Well, now we're going to change quarters here. And the quarter does come to an end. At the end of one quarter, it is Revere nothing, Lynn Classical nothing, here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
This week, or this football season, don't forget to check out our weekly football video show. We had stops at Lynn Classical and Lynn English this week, preparing for this doubleheader tonight, and also a stop at St. John's Prep, and we checked in with our player of the week, Colin Frary, the quarterback from Swampscott High School, who had a big game a week ago in their home opener against Triton. Frary also, he has 8 touchdown passes on the year. He leads the North Shore in touchdown passes. So here's Revere now working with the wind to their back at the 40 of Classical. Boudreau throws and throws incomplete. Now he was lucky. He has a wind at his back. That ball falls short. The defender is the guy closest to the ball. If it had been thrown harder, then it could have hit the receiver way down on the right.
Yeah, he just either didn't have enough arm, didn't have enough grip. The wind, that was a wobbling duck. And a wounded duck. But it didn't even make the defensive back who had turned around and tried to make a play on it. It just got knocked straight down. So it's going to be tough to pass downfield today.
So on fourth down, Classical takes over on downs, and they start at their own 40. From the 40, they get maybe 6 yards on a run play out to about the 46-yard line.
Frank Sims, 6'2", 190, sophomore. So even though Revere's young, they do have some potential size there.
Rams got their first possession at their own 47, and now they get it at the 40. And this is another run play. This is
Ridley
on the keeper. This is what we saw 2 weeks ago. Ridley kind of galloping up the middle that time to the 40. First down.
Linebacker Zach Carrifio on the takedown. Yeah, he was just like hopping through that defensive line and then into the second layer.
Ridley has his Rams at the Revere 40 working into the wind here. Maybe he's a little more comfortable working into the wind. Hand off, they dive it up the middle for a short gainer. That's Malcolm Best, the ball carrier. Best to the 34, that's a gain of 6. Second down and 4.
Chris Ridley, 6'3", 215, is a load to handle.
And what we saw, and we talked about this, is he'll run anywhere on the field. Shotgun formation, keeps it, runs right around right end, dives it to the 32. He gets 2 yards, but he's still short of the first down by 2 yards.
Yeah, you can, you know, him constantly running the ball will force that defense to think about it, maybe check up a little too close to the line, and that's when you pop one over the top.
Ridley throws out on the left side. The catch is made by Butler. Butler is hit short of the first down. Good defensive play there by Revere. That took a little while to get to Butler, and that allowed the Revere defense to collapse in on him. So it was really not much of a gain, maybe a 1 yard gain, fourth down and a long one or a short two.
Yeah, that was the way the pass should have been thrown on the first series. Ridley squared himself, Butler squared himself, and the pass was complete.
Snaps low. They give us to the running back Best straight ahead and to the 10, to the 5, and in for a 32-yard touchdown run.
Well, he broke a couple of tackles at the line of scrimmage, Bill, and then it was just outrun the collapsing linebackers and secondary, and he just beat them all to that goal line. Straight at the middle. And again, but another snap. A lot of low snaps from the center on the Gloucester line. Ridley having to pick it up off the ground and hand it to Best. They're doing a very good job of dealing with those low snaps. And Best doing a very good job of checking his run a little bit to give Ridley a chance to pick the ball up and then give it to him.
Ishmael Johnson's point after kick. No, this is now Butler with the point after kick. It is high, and it's going to be way short. Went up in the air and
it came straight down.
He
made it over the goal line, Bill. One of the Revere players caught it and wanted to try to get up and run with it, but the officials blew it down. We don't anticipate getting a whole lot of scores between now and 7:10.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, here with the scores, Tim Kearns. Tim, what do you got for us?
Well, I've got Ipswich over Winthrop in girls JV volleyball, Bill. 1-0 and leading in the second set.
Okay, that works. It all works, Tim. I knew we had a little something there, folks. Moynihan Lumber.
Got to give
updates.
Those JV kids credit.
Yeah. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
And that sound you hear is not the wind passing through my ears. I just thought I'd throw that disclaimer out there before either of my broadcast partners decided to make some comment.
Marty said that would be louder, though. I think you said that. It would have a more deeper, more symphonic sound if it was rolling through your ears, I think.
Thank you.
So here's Classical to kick off to Revere after the touchdown, the 32-yard touchdown by Malcolm Best. And they'll be kicking into the wind here. So this is Ishmael Johnson, or is it Butler? No, this is Johnson. So Johnson doing the kicking off here. And he puts the foot in the ball, line drive kick, kicks to the left side, goes to the sidelines, goes out of bounds at the 29-yard line. Flags fall. Our weekly North Shore Sports Talk Show is North Shore Sports Night, Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. A lot of football guests at this time of year tends to happen. Coaches, so on. Writers.
Yeah, we call as many as we can within that hour. A lot of sometimes the coaches aren't available because they're still at practice or they're on their way home or, they're finishing up post-practice activities. But we manage to get, three or four on every single night.
Yeah, and it could be better, but with the power now of caller identification, the coaches realize who's calling them.
Yeah, they can handle that. They see Rick's name and go, well.
maybe not.
But Gary Larrabee, the great North Shore golf writer, is available all throughout this season now, too.
From the 35, first down for Revere. Freshman quarterback. Hands off. I think this is Barbosa again.
Ball down.
Takes a hit. Ball out. Fumble. Classical says they have it at the 35 of Revere. Officials.
Second down.
Will not go that far, though. Second down.
I think they blew the play dead as his forward progress had stopped, and after the whistle, the ball popped out. Good effort by the Lynn Classical defense to strip that ball.
8.5 minutes to play here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. 6-0. Lynn Classical is leading Revere. Rams coming in at 2-0 on the year. Revere 0-2. A few folks across the way on the visiting stands, bearing the elements. I think one umbrella turned inside out over there. And here is Boudreaux taking the snap, handing it off, and the Rams defense is there yet again. Another big defensive play there by Classical High School defensively.
Dennis Pierce. Coming from his defensive line position on that particular play. He'll switch between defensive line and linebacker.
Again, we've got this. It looks like the rain is pretty much let up. It was a light rain before, but a very stiff wind. It still looks like it's a little bit misty out there. Timeout called by Classical. We've got a third down and 12.
Don Kent's going out for another weather check.
Yeah. A lot of folks may not know this Don Kent reference you use, Tim. Just a little heads up,
People of a certain age, like our age,
kind of. Remember
Don Kent from Channel 4.
Might want to use a Harvey Leonard reference or something like that. Something a little more contemporary.
Yeah, can't do Bruce Schwegler either, can you?
No.
The late Dick Albert, another great one.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce Schwegler used to get worked up, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Third, he'd be going nuts right now.
Yeah,
third down, and maybe still is. But third down and 12 for Revere. Fake handoff to the fullback to give us to the wing. Coming back around the corner. Flag goes down. A big gainer, though. This could all come back, though. Down to the 35. Pushed out of bounds near the 25. The ball carrier for Revere High School was Jonathan Murphy.
You're either going to get a hold or a block in the back. Unfortunately, Revere gets a great play, long run, and the penalty was right around the 31-yard line.
Yeah.
As number seven, I think it was.
Yeah, Murphy.
Jonathan
yeah.
Murphy yeah. Made his turn up the field again, and I thought, you know, they say it all the time during the either college or programs, that the penalty itself was unnecessary because he was already basically past that blocker when he committed the infraction.
Officials will try to walk off the penalty yardage against Revere if they can into that wind. Come on, guys. Move ahead a little bit.
I know, really.
Let's get the referee is trying to walk through the Revere huddle there with the football. Revere subtly saying, no, you don't have to come back this far with it.
Really? Oh.
So, the football is at the 23. This will be a third down and 22.
Ooh, that hurt.
Calvin Boudreaux, 5 foot, 140-pound freshman quarterback for Revere, has a receiver out far side right, wings each side, fullback behind him. Patriots are trailing here, 6-0. Running back in motion from left to right, a little bump in the backfield. Here's the quarterback rolling right, throwing out to the right side. There's a catch made at the 30-yard line. The reception was made there by Matthew Brito. He's a senior coming out of the backfield, a down out to the right. Not a big gainer, out to the 30. This will set up a fourth down at 15.
Excuse me. One more here, an update. St. Mary's girls soccer leading Greater Lowell 3-0, as we say, in the second half.
What was that score again, Tim? Who were those teams?
St. Mary's versus Greater Lowell.
Oh, okay.
3-0.
That's something Don Kent would say. Nil. He would use that a lot. Oh, it's cold out there. It's like nil out there. The punt, and it's a great one for Revere, all the way down to the 20, taking a roll and a run back up by Chase Bono out to the 20. Flag's going down here on the return. He's out to the 31, smacked down and out of bounds by Revere's Lucas Barbosa. There's three flags on the return for Classical, and with the punter, Heyu, I believe he just put the foot in the ball and nailed the punt. This is the same punter that had a very short punt a while ago in the first quarter, trying to punt into the wind.
Yeah, well, that one
kick off into the wind, rather, not a punt.
Yeah, this one caught the wind, and it just sailed. So let's see. We're going to have probably block in the back. There may have been an unnecessary roughness at the end of the play, Bill, on the tackle, taken out of bounds.
Ooh. I did not see that.
Because the referee threw his flag towards the sideline, but the far side judge.
I think they're just marking it. They're just marking it off against Classical, though.
Okay.
Ball will be is placed down at their 7.
Because the flag came from the far side, and then the flag came from the near side. Looked like the side judge on the back judge, and so that would have been for a block in the back or a hold, and he was quite emphatic with that one.
Rams starting at their 7. Long way to go. They're up 6-0. 6:16 to go. First half. Direct snap from center. Ridley takes the handoff. And they give it to Best. He's got an opening up over the 20 to the 25. And Best is out of the so-called shadows of his goalpost with a run from the 7 all the way out to the 24.
You know, I was going to say, this is where an opportunity for Revere to really make some hay, get some defensive starts deep in Classical territory, force them to punt into the wind and take advantage of it. But on the first play, as you said, Classical, big game.
Two wideouts to the far side left, one near side right, and the Rams call a timeout here. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports or Facebook. And download our new and improved MSO Sports app for mobile apps access. Great way for you to just click on a game very easily, like click, and boom, you're listening to a game, whether it's on Channel A, Channel B, or live streaming video. We have live streaming video tomorrow at 4 of the St. John's Prep Everett game. Prep playing the number one team in Eastern Mass tomorrow. Short gain running out to the 26th best, the ball carrier for Classical High School. 5:40 to play in the first half.
Was that me or you, buddy?
We got three wideouts going out far side left. Ridley on the direct snap, second down and about nine, throws it out on the right, incomplete. An incomplete pass. Ball just was really not held on to there.
Rick said he's not hearing anything.
We'll check that out. Back is Ridley to pass. Right arm toss up on the left side. And it's a catch by Butler. Out to midfield. Down to the 40. Running outside 35. Still on his feet. And finally ripped down. Now the ball is taken away by Revere. They've got it. They're running back down the sidelines. This is going to count. And they're down to the 20, to the 18. They ripped the ball right out of the Classical receiver's hands at the Revere 42, and then Revere ran it all the way down inside the 20 to the 19 or 18.
Well, I turned my head and I missed the flip because Butler had put a great fake on Jonathan Murphy to gain some more yardage around the 40-yard line, and he stayed in bounds as Murphy tried to throw him out, and then two more Revere secondary players came up and grabbed him, and that's when I turned my head to talk to him. The next thing I turn around, there's a runner going 25 yards down the other way. So, again, opportunity for Revere, again, making a break here for themselves, taking advantage of Classical's aggressiveness in trying to get extra yards. Great play by Best. Beautiful pass by Ridley, just laying it in there against the wind. But
I'm not sure who stripped it away for Revere, yeah, who's being credited for that. But someone stripped it away, a defender back there for Revere. Timeout called by Revere as their offense getting ready to set up. They have the ball spotted at the 17 of Classical. So with not a lot of time left here, well, with plenty of time left here in the first half, 5 minutes, 3 seconds to play, Revere and Coach Lou Ciccatelli consulting on the far side. Now a little bit more mist is back in the air. I can see it across the way. And again, we have this very strong wind blowing from right to left. Marty was saying down below, it's really kind of swirling down in the field a little bit. If you look at the flags, it's clearly a right to left breeze, and that's, or wind. Don't call it a breeze. This is a wind, yeah, like almost like a gale force wind here. It's really thumping here. And
yeah, the banners across the way on either side of the flagpole, a light stanchion rather. They're out straight right now.
Revere with a first down from the 17 of Classical. Calvin Boudreau, the freshman quarterback, right up behind center. One fullback behind him, wing on each side of him, wide out left side. And the give is to the fullback straight ahead for a very short gainer.
I think it's a wise move on the part of Coach Ciccatelli. Keep his freshman quarterback right under the center. Don't let him have to deal with the wind and a fluttering ball in the shotgun.
Well, it was Zach Furlong, number 22, was credited with that strip of the ball from the Classical receiver, and then he ran it back, let's see, 10, 20, 30, 40, nearly 50 yards on the return, not on the return, but on the run after stripping the ball from the receiver. The receiver was battling to just get more yards and was kind of spinning around on those sidelines, and I think what took one spin too many, and the ball was out of his grasp, and Furlong took it down the sidelines. That's a sophomore D-back for Coach Ciccatelli. Second down and 10 for Revere at the 17 of Lynn Classical, trailing 6-0. Flags drop and the play is stopped. A procedure call here coming against Revere.
Well, to get in that perspective on the size of Revere's quarterback, Chase Bonus, 6 feet, 195. Broke through the line just after the whistle was called, and he was standing next to Revere's quarterback. And oh, what a size difference there is! 5'6", 140. 5'6" may even be stretching it from looking at that perspective.
45 yards on the return there. Well, it was near 50 yards, so it's now second down and 15. For Revere. They have one wide out near side left. Long count by Boudreau. Wing in motion from the right to the left. Give us to the fullback Barboza. Off to the right to the 20. So he gains about 3 yards, 2 or 3 yards. This will be third down and 13.
Barboza's a workhorse. He is just plowing into that line and second layer of linebackers for Lynn Classical, just taking them head on, square up. A couple of updated scores. Malden boys soccer improved to 5-0-2 with a win over Methuen, and the St. Mary's girls moved out ahead of Greater Lowell 4-0. Those brought to you by Moynihan Lumber.
You can see the anybody with baggy pants across the way, you'll see this thing rippling like a flag across the way. Before the snap, the official calls time, or Revere actually calls time. They want to get this right. You can't blame them that we're down in the final moments of the first half, 2:32 to play. Revere is trailing here 6-0. Later tonight, we have Somerville at Gloucester, 7 o'clock on Channel B. And here, North Reading will meet up with Lynn English at 7:30 tonight.
Both should be very, very good contest. Somerville's surprising people so far this season.
Games coming up tomorrow, our two broadcast games tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Malden is at Beverly, 1 o'clock here on MSO News Sports, Channel A. And then we have live streaming video of the Everett at St. John's Prep game. Last week, the Prep played number 2, Central Catholic, and lost. This week, they play number 1, Everett. A tough assignment for the Prep Eagles tomorrow over at the brand-new Cronin Field in Glatz Field. Cronin Stadium, Glatz Field. Here's the quarterback rolling, spinning, throwing to the end zone. Incomplete. Receiver looked like he was there and could not hang on to it.
He tried to catch him up in his arms, bounced off his arms and chest down onto the field. That was 6 that just gave away.
Bader Hayu, the receiver down there, looked like it was a perfectly thrown football by Boudreau. But it's still a tough catch, kind of an over-the-shoulder thing for the receiver with defenders around him. And might have been screened a little bit right at the end in being able to see the football. So now it's fourth down and 13 for Revere at the 20. But you got to, if you're Lou Ciccatelli and you say, here's a play I just drew up, and even though it was a result of an incomplete pass, you got to like the design and the execution. For the most part.
Oh, it was well executed. The receiver was behind the defender. Quarterback had time to throw.
Are we going for a field goal here?
Well, it appeared they were, and now Coach Ciccatelli has called the timeout. Revere did everything right on that last play except make the catch. And maybe he should have extended like the Alain Gronk to hand that ball to gain control over it. It wasn't very wobbly.
No, wobbling wasn't the issue.
No.
But I think maybe screening might have been screened a little bit. There were defenders right there, and there was coverage around him. I'm Bill Newell, along with Tim Kearns and Marty Smith here on MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. 3 games tonight, 2 tomorrow. It's a big weekend for us, huh?
Yes, it is. Yep. Just want to remind us, COVID updates powered by Moynihan Lumber, featuring lumber hardware as well as their kitchen showrooms. And in the spirit of the update, the North Reading Lady Hornets soccer team tied Triton today 1-1 in Cape Ann League action.
Fourth down 13 from the 20 of Lynn Classical. Patriots not going for a field goal, going for a pass play, heaving it down on the right side. It's up for grabs, tipped around. And it is incomplete. Oh, no, somebody caught it.
Interception by...
Oh, intercepted.
Interception.
Okay. Well, there was receivers and defenders there, and then it got tipped, and then you're thinking, well, maybe the receiver's back in the mix here. Now, if Classical did it the right way on fourth down, they would have batted it down to get the ball back out near the 20, but now they get it at the 2. So now this is a dangerous situation because they started at their own 2, but yet they've got the wind really blowing in their faces here to close out this first half.
Yeah, well, the last time they were down in inside the 10-yard line, the first play went for, you know, roughly 15, nearly 20 yards, busting it up the middle. See if they go with the same play.
Malcolm Best, the running back. Quarterback Ridley takes the snap, was a bit low, runs it, and he gets out to the 3, maybe a gain of 1. There's a flag down, and 2 minutes now on the first half clock.
Well, thrown into the pile.
Personal foul, face mask, defense.
Oh, these are the things that'll drive Coach Ciccatelli crazy. Once again, you get him pinned deep in their territory, and you have a penalty call that alleviates some of that pressure. You get him pinned deep, and the first play from scrimmage, you know, you give up the big run. You give a run play up the gut.
Got the official chasing down the flag on the goal line. Yeah, Rivera's played well here in the first half, but there's no doubt that there have been 3 penalties here in this first half that have hurt the Patriots here in this evening's game so far. Klaskel with a 1st and 10 at the 18-yard line. Ridley back to pass. Here's the rush. He's taken down. Dropped inside the 10, maybe near the 7 or 8. Now Revere has just put themselves back into this defensive mix here, if you will. Yeah, they'll spot it at the 8 or 9, it appears. 9-yard line. It'll be 2nd down here and long to go. 2nd down and 19. 1 minute, 31 seconds remaining in the first half. Low snap, and Ridley gets a handoff off to probably Best running left. Maybe a yard, or he might have even lost a yard on this. Best was the ball carrier. Revere takes another timeout. The ball is placed down just about at the 8, so there's pretty much no gain here.
Revere has
a 1-yard loss, excuse me. Yeah.
You know, Revere has really come to play tonight. They've given Klaskel all they can handle, defensively especially. I mean, when Klaskel's had a couple of big plays. Look at the teams right yet. But be down 6-0 at the half, they're in this game totally.
1:17 to play, first half. Klaskel with the 3rd down and 20 from their 8-yard line, their own 8. Ridley standing at the 4 to receive the long snap. It's low again. He gets it, though. Runs to the right side. The rush is there, and he is hit at the 4. Taken down there. A loss of another maybe 4 yards on the play. And now, here we go. We've got a 4th down here, a punting situation. Now, you can't not punt here if you're Klaskel, even though you're going to be punting into the wind here, I don't think.
Coach Vaughn has really got to solve this center problem, because it's every single play. He may have to put Ridley right up behind the center.
Here's Nashawn Butler to punt. Now he's standing about a yard or two away from the back line of the end zone here to punt it away into this very stiff wind. Revere has a defender way back out at the 45. The snap is good. He boots it away. Good strong punt. It'll land at the 33. Takes a classical roll up to the 35. And that's where Revere will get it. So they'll get it in Ram territory at the 35. So give the Rams and Nashawn Butler credit for getting that punt off, executing that well in very difficult wind conditions here tonight.
Yeah, that was a pressure kick, and Revere did the smart thing. They got away from it. They don't want anything to do with that kick, with possession, again, inside the inside Klaskel territory, starting at the 35. They just got to keep the penalty flags in the referees, in the officials' pockets for the next 26 seconds.
Couple of wideouts going far side right. Wings each way. Quarterback Calvin Boudreau, the freshman, from the 35 of Lynn Klaskel. On the count. Drops the pass. Setting up. Heaving it way down the right sidelines. And it's knocked down incomplete. Defender had the best shot at that ball.
I thought he might have gone underneath to Jonathan Murphy. They had 3 receivers split to the right side, and Murphy checked up underneath. He was wide open. But, again, they were going for all the enchiladas on that one.
17 seconds showing on the first half clock. 6-0 Klaskel leads. And the toss on second down. A catch is made on the quick out pattern to the right. Catch and run for about maybe 8 yards inside the 30 to around the 26-yard line. Third down and one here for Revere. Another timeout, and now Revere is out of timeouts. 10 seconds left on the first half clock. So they'll get at least one crack here, possibly two, if it's a fast-developing incomplete pass. Looks like the rain is coming back down here again at a steadier clip than it was from earlier. And again, blowing at the backs here, the Revere Patriots right now here in the quarter. Boudreau right up behind center. Calling the signal. Oh, no, takes a shotgun look here. Heaves it down the left side. Or no, over the middle. Oh, receiver
flag.
Is flagged.
Gotta be a flag.
Oh, man. The receiver was down over the middle reception. And the receiver was popped before the ball got to him. And he is slow in getting up. There's flags are dropping on the interference call.
That was about as clear a case of interference as you will ever see. I think the receiver, it might be Murphy. Probably got the wind knocked out of him.
Receiver popping right up now, though. He was rolling around a little bit. So that's a good sign.
That was number six. So that was James Kiosis?
Yeah.
Kiosis,
yeah. Senior, 5'10", 155. Tight end. So.
And that was a really nice pass thrown by the quarterback, Boudreau. Right on the money, except it. Kiosis has never had a chance.
So I have no idea whether it was on the money or not, because he was leveled before the ball got there. So 5 seconds left on the clock. It's a first down here for Revere at the 11-yard line. They're going for a field goal attempt here. Heyu from the 17, 28-yard field goal is up and good. So Heyu hits a field goal with the wind to his back to end the first half. And we have a 6-3 game.
Well, it was good to see Revere get points out of that particular offensive opportunity. They have probably had the majority of possession in this first half, Bill. And a couple of penalties set them back. But again, they stay true. Coach Ciccatelli stuck to his offensive plan. Boudreau has done a nice job quarterbacking that last pass that he threw. Was really right on the money, well thrown. So he's getting obviously a bit more comfortable doing this particular job. And this is a big game. This is a big stage for him to play well on.
6-3, our halftime score here from Manning Field and Lynn. It's Clasco leading Revere by that margin. It was a scoreless first quarter. Marty Smith will be back with Tim. We'll talk more at the half just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor at Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing. We've created local jobs and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.
MSONewsports.com, MSO Radio.
Recapping the scoring, no scoring in the first quarter here between Lynn Classical and Revere. In the second quarter, with 8:46 to play in the first half, Malcolm Best went in from 32 yards out. The kick failed, and it was Classical leading Revere 6-0. Back and forth, it went a little bit in that second quarter, and finally, after a pass completion, a ball being stripped, a return of 45 yards by Zach Furlong. Let me make sure I got that right here. Hold on here. My mistake here. Yes, Zach Furlong. That's gave Revere some decent field position. They nailed a 28-yard field goal to close out the first half, and that made it 6-3. Bader Hayu with the field goal for Revere High School in the uprights to our left. So what we'll do here is we'll step aside. We're back for more just ahead here on MSONewsports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Change chairs, get settled in here. Mr. Kearns, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. How are we?
In much drier and much warmer than the guys out there playing. There's a pretty good crowd in front of us. I took a run downstairs at halftime.
They're sparse on the far side.
Yeah, long drive.
Yeah.
Plus a 5 o'clock start.
Yeah, that's
having to come up 107 or Route 1.
Yeah,
they're a fun project in the afternoon on a Friday.
Yeah, I know. 107 coming down Weston Avenue. That's probably the you know, that's basically as the crow flies coming from Revere High School. You don't want to go Route 1 because that's just always a mess. You don't want to come in Linfield Street either. But, again, coming down Weston Avenue, once you get to GE, it's single file.
I just realized from the crowd mic, you can actually hear some of the wind blowing. It's a very heavy mist. When we're up here and we are three or four stories above the field level at Manning Field, we can look across and we can see the tops of the trees moving and stuff doesn't really move below it. But when you're down on the field in that first 8 or 10 feet above field level, the wind is just whipping and it's going in all different directions.
Well, I'm looking out the window now and the rain is literally moving across.
Mm-hmm.
Straight across in a line. It's like, okay. Yeah, so we'll see how the teams do in the second half. I want to thank my crack statistician, the venerable one, John Hoffman, who dropped by with some statistics. For Glasgow, Best has 86 total yards. Ridley has 52 yards passing. Total Glasgow has 72 yards rushing, 52 yards passing, 6 first downs. Revere, 45 yards rushing, 16 passing, 3 first downs. Furlong had the has 36 yards rushing. Been the workhorse for the Revere Patriots to this point in the game. Again, trailing 6-3, you have to believe that Revere is feeling really, really good about themselves. Glasgow, as I've mentioned throughout the first half, has to cure the center snap issue, because every snap is on the ground and Ridley's having to go to the ground and basically pick them off the ground to hand off to his running backs or even get into a passing mode. And there was one particular play early on where Best simply picked the ball up as it rolled away from Ridley and ran around left tackle and had a substantial gain. But that was more just field awareness on his part of balls on the ground. I got to do something here and made something positive out of it. But that ball going to the ground is slowing the play getting underway and giving Revere a chance to shoot gaps. And as we saw in that last possession for Glasgow, Revere was able to make a number of stops behind the line of scrimmage and really stymie any attempt by Glasgow to get something going. And then they reversed and turned it into 3 points.
Glasgow's opening possession of the game. Now, Revere will have the football to start the second half, but Glasgow had the opening possession of the game in the first half. They tied up almost 2 minutes of time and ran 10 plays. That's the longest drive they've had.
Yep.
And everything else has been 1-2-3 kick. My unofficial is Lynn had, the Glasgow had 4 first downs, most of them on that first drive.
Right.
And Revere's had 3, and they've been kind of interspersed throughout their possessions, but there hasn't been a really long possession in this game other than the first one, which Glasgow found themselves punting with the wind at their back, punted it into the end zone, didn't get a lot of yardage out of it.
Yeah, it's you know, one of Revere's first downs was as a result of a Lynn Glasgow penalty. These are kind of games where the weather is an equalizer, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not serving Glasgow's passing game well at all. Yeah. The center snaps are definitely, whether it's wind-induced or the center is just having a bad game, are definitely impacting Glasgow's ability to execute in the manner in which we saw them that first week here, Bill and I. So it's, you know, Revere has to feel good that they've slowed Glasgow down. They've made some good penetrations on defense. He's going to say you got to keep doing that. You know, stay to your assignments. You know, defensive linemen, get penetration. Linebackers, fill the gaps. Clog up every opportunity. Short tackle. Don't let these guys get away from you once you get a hold of them. Hold them up and let the posse arrive and finish off the play. Because they're in this game. They can, you know, a touchdown wins this game for them if they can keep stymieing Glasgow. And if Glasgow, again, doesn't solve that center quarterback exchange.
And here's something I was originally thinking about when I saw that they were having so much trouble on the exchange, I'm thinking, you know, it's a wet ball, the wind, it's swirling, it's doing all this stuff. But then you take the sophomore quarterback for the Revere Patriots, Calvin Boudreaux, and most of the second quarter, he was in a shotgun or a pistol. So he was taking the long snaps. They were right on. They were right into his hands. So they're playing like play with different balls, but it's still the same condition. They're getting the same amount of wet. So,
and he's 5'6", 140, so you know he doesn't have tiger paws.
Yeah.
The hands at Ridley, 6'3", 215. You know, and he's thrown the ball pretty well. A couple of the early quick outs that he tried to throw that he hurried, that he didn't square up, that I mentioned, those fell short. Butler didn't have a chance to get them because he didn't square up for the ball either. He was trying to head upfield before he even had the ball. So, but they corrected that later on a couple of exchanges. So it's just maintaining control, not getting ahead of yourself, and executing the play. I thought that Revere, instead of going deep, would try to go underneath, which might be the preferred way to go in your passing game, considering the conditions. We'll see if Coach Ciccadelli puts that into the offensive scheme to start the second half.
Before we go to the second half, as the officials are out, the
play
Rams
catch.
Are out. Yeah, trying to judge where the wind is going. Dial back to about halfway through the second quarter. And the big key play, and I think the key play of the first half, is actually, it was a great play on classical standpoint because quarterback Ridley had a 45-yard pass, only to have it stripped away by Furlong for Revere. And, yes, but we have time. So, Okay. Anyways, to be stripped away, and Revere, with the, not the interception, but the strip, turns around and brings the ball back 45 yards. Right. They don't score on the next possession, but it sends, on that possession, but it sends a tremendous field position for them that allows them to get at least the field goal out of this, and it kept the second touchdown off the scoreboard for Classical.
Exactly. All right, we're going to step away for one last time. Revere is just making its way back to the field. Classical's already out there. And so we'll be back with second half action right after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Here from North Shore Newsmakers with two new shows on MSO. Thursdays, it's Connections. And Friday, Trending Now. And for our latest newscast and interviews, click on the 24/7 radio button on the top left of our webpage.
Batter Hayu takes the kickoff to start the second half. It was a low line drive. Bounced at about the 37-yard line where he falls on top of it. There'll be no return, and it's first and 10 for Calvin Boudreaux. His team trails 6-3 here as we start the third quarter between Lynn Classical and the Revere Patriots. The Patriots have the football moving with the wind at their back, and from our right to our left on the near hash mark, which will be the left one. Under center is Boudreaux. Motion man, hands off to the tail instead. It's Barbosa around the right side. Barbosa has running room, spun around at the 46, the 47-yard line. One defender back there, or he might have found a lane coming down the far side. That's Alberto Guerrero, saving that from being a bigger gain. It's enough for a first down.
Yeah, if he had just a step more speed, he'd have been away from that tackle. But, again, he has been a workhorse for Coach Ciccadelli in this game so far. And, again, he's doing the tough job going up the middle.
First and 10 from their own 49 now for the Patriots. Set on the long count. Opening drive of the second half here. Handoff again. Fake the handoff. Pass from Boudreau. Finds a receiver right side. With it is Murphy, and Murphy is going to get drilled. Flag after the play, way away from the play. The loss will get back down to the 41-yard line. So Murphy's dropped for a loss of about 8 yards, but the flag is going to be
against Lynn Klaskill, because number 77 for Revere, and one of their offensive linemen, Ryan Mangino, was clapping on his way back to the huddle, and one of the classical players had his hands to his helmet like, what did I do?
So, and it was way away from the play. It was in the other side in of the defense, yeah, in the defensive secondary as well. So
yeah,
what would have been a loss of 10, or 9 anyways, instead is going to turn into a big pickup for the Revere Patriots. It's going to move them over midfield. And they'll step the ball down to the 42-yard line. So it will be first and 10 from that point for the Revere Patriots. So they're in classical territory at the 41-yard line on the far hash mark.
Yeah, not sure what the penalty, because you had a lineman against a defensive back. And I don't know, a personal foul?
It looked like it, because somebody was on the ground and shouldn't have been. That'd be all I'd have to say about that. Single back. Behind Boudreau. Motion man to the right side now is Furlong. Hand the ball off right side, down inside the 40 to the just about the 40-yard line for Barbosa.
Big play, Dennis Pierce from his defensive line position. Shooting to his left, just wrapped up Barbosa for that loss. Again, not a little guy, 6'3", 250. But boy, I'll tell you, cat-like reflexes on that particular play.
Sent James Kiosis back in the flats looking for the pass. Wasn't there for him. Now he'll split out wide to the right. Backs are split now behind Boudreau. Boudreau wants Kiosis to come near side, and he will. He'll come over to the left side where he joins Jonathan Murphy. Kiosis now split wide left. Defense makes the adjustment. Long, long count for Calvin Boudreau. Boudreau, big pitch. Back to the tail. Comes around down to the 40, over to the 35, and pushed out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Lucas Barbosa, the ball carrier for the Revere Patriots. But it will be close to a first down.
The wide receiver to this side, who shall go unnamed, was offside again, looking at the flag play, pin placement on the other side. Ball was just at the 41-yard line, and his foot was nearly at the 40 itself. And so we're lucky he didn't get flagged again. The lines pins being on the other side, and the line studs didn't have a clear view of it. So they've got to be careful as they line up wide for the Revere offense.
So second and one from the classical 37-yard line for Revere Patriots. Handoff, right side, nothing there. The loss will be back for Barbosa to about the 35. I'm going to do a little bit of hardware if you will just chat for a second here.
All right, another big play by Dennis Pierce up the middle for the classical Rams. Again, just blowing up the center of the Rivera line and grabbing the running back, literally grabbing the running back and hauling him to the ground like a steer wrestler would do. And in my, I'm not going to call it innocuous because James Coffey is such a good friend and the former AD from Beverly, but his Falmouth girls field hockey fell 1-0 to Kennebunk today.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Third and four, the loss is 3. The ball just shy of the 35-yard line, or just outside the 34, make it, for a Boudreau. You don't have a can of WD-40 in your bag, do you? Here's the handoff coming around left side. With it, Barbosa once again. He'll get inside the 35 to the 32. That's Furlong make it. He'll be dropped down. It'll be fourth down and some. What's happening is that the striker is getting stuck in the door behind us.
Okay.
And when people come and go, the door doesn't close. And you can hear the wind tunnel, maybe. Fourth down for Revere. Fourth down and 4. The ball spotted at the 34. Or it will be when they set it down. The nose of the football just resting on the 34. 6-3, classical leads Revere. Revere with the football. 7:16 clock running here in the third quarter. Off to the left side, Kiosis. Motion man now is Furlong to the right side. Handed off right side, nothing much there for Lucas Barbosa. And Lynn Classical will hold on downs here. They will take the football over, first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. So a big defensive stuff here for the Rams. They will have it first and 10 with 6:57 to play in the third quarter. First of two here. Who was it? Casey Stengel, Joe Morgan said, let's play two. One of those guys. Yogi,
Ernie
maybe?
Ernie Banks.
Thank you.
That's who I was just going to mention.
I was going to do that research and forgot.
But Bill being that savvy sportsman that he is. Oh, great play. Oh, fumble.
It falls down on the ground. We're talking baseball. And Revere is indicating that they have made the fumble recovery. The ball carrier was best for the Classical Rams. He has the ball stripped away from him at the 36-yard line.
You know, and Classical had just done such a great job of recovering from that big personal foul call against them that put the ball deeper into their territory for the Patriots. And the first play from scrimmage, they turn it over. Another opportunity for Revere. More time, the ball in their possession, keeping it out of the hands of Ridley in that potent Classical offense.
Single wide near side is Kiosis, winged off to the right. Under center is Calvin Boudreau. Fakes the big pitch, rolls back, has time. Now he's in trouble and he's down. He'll be sacked. Back at the 44-yard line, touched back there by Javier Delgado of Classical, and the sack will go for about 7 yards.
Yeah, also Frank Sims in on that play. He just lost his footing but saw a lot of green around him and may have been the better part of valor to give in to the effects of gravity as to give in to the effects of getting hit by men like Pierce and Sims at 6'2", 190. Coming at you full bore.
And that's a pretty heads-up play when you think about it for a sophomore, because given the conditions, how slippery the ball is, the other thing that could very likely happen there is he coughs the ball up or it gets taken away from
him. And I think that's something that, Coach Ciccatelli has told him. You know, err on the side of caution here.
Third and 16 for Barbosa around right side. He is spun at the 45. The loss of another couple of yards there. As the Classical Rams defense has come out in the second half much stiffer than they were in the first, and they have just held here. Nick Medeiros is the first man in, and it is third down. They need to get to the 26, and they are at the 45. So the loss is two. That will make it third and 19.
Well, we have enough time for our Moynihan update. Gloucester Field Hockey grabbed an 8-0 win over Everett to improve to 3-0-1 on the season. My former student, Lauren Gove.
So now, Vatter Heyu out to the right. To the near side is James Kiosis. On third and 19, a little bit of confusion in the backfield, but the ball is up and it is thrown and it is complete. It's incomplete. And there's a flag on there. Bader Heydu. Heyu had the ball at the 15-yard line, but there is a flag on that play.
Now, is it going to be offensive or defensive pass interference?
Nobody is celebrating on either side.
Let's see where he goes with this call. Nobody's moving down the field. So it looks like it could be coming back.
Bader Heydu. Heyu had that football. I thought he had it. It's going to go against Classical. It's a holding call. So it will move the ball down to the 35-yard line. We'll repeat third down, but this time it is third down and 9.
Pedro's doing a nice job of getting the ball up in the air. And the receivers have got to give him some help here. That's two long throws down the field that they have dropped. One was a definite 6, and that one had the potential of possibly being 6 had he held on.
Think about it. They're making the adjustments for the wind because the ball gets up there. The wind can take it anywhere, but the receivers are in the neighborhood.
Yep.
On third and 9 for Boudreau. Motion man right side. Boudreau back, throws. No. And the ball's on the ground. He gathers it back in. He got slammed by Nick Medeiros. Sacked back at the 44-yard line where it will be fourth down. And we're back to about fourth and 18.
Yeah, Medeiros came in unimpeded on that particular play, Marty. And again, Boudreau had barely enough time to turn around and hello.
Yeah. So it'll be fourth down. The ball at the 40, 4-yard line, and Zach Furlong is back to do the punting. It's pretty much a given that this thing's going into the end zone. The ball goes on the ground, and it now instead goes very high. Plenty of hang time. Bounces at the 10. Takes a big bounce for Revere back to the 5, and they will down it at the 4-yard line.
So didn't get to the end zone, but that's about as close as you can get.
Yeah, I figured it would wind up in there almost on the fly, but that is a very nice punt into this really stiff wind. It went straight up and down a little bit. Bounce took about a 10-yard Revere bounce, and Classical's Keith Ridley will go on offense first and 10.
He got that nose to turn over. He was getting a little bit of pressure, so I think he maybe hurried that a little bit, and that's why the reason for the lack of distance. But boy, he got the roll for sure. Steve Krause just arrived in the press box. He'll be our halftime guest for the second game.
So Ridley working from his own end zone, on top of his own end zone. Takes the clean snap, hands off left side, and there's maybe a yard there before ball carrier is wrestled down by Ronan Pierre for Revere.
Again, pursuit and tackling. Key to Revere's efforts so far today.
Clock continues to run here in the third quarter, 3:47, 6-3 Classical over Revere. Hand the ball off again left side up to the 5-yard line in the middle of the scrum there for the Classical Rams. Ball carrier was Marcus Tucker. So running pretty much without a huddle, the Classical Rams this afternoon and now into this evening here at Manning Field in Lynn. Again, the deep drop for quarterback Ridley. Has Tucker in the backfield with him. Makes the long call. The snap's a little high, and he is going to get drilled into the end zone. The ball is loose on the ground. Revere is saying that they have recovered it. But we'll see.
One player was looking for a safety.
Yeah, we'll see what they've got here.
The side judge is marking it about the half-foot line.
Yeah. I thought he had him in the end zone, but it's a long way from here to there. So it is. It's going to be fourth down. They'll be punting from deep in their own end zone. This is not four down territory, as it's fourth down and 14, and the ball is on the 1-foot line. So set here for the punt from Butler. He'll be punting into the wind. Single receiver back at midfield. For Revere is Zach Furlong. He has to run with the football, and he is going to, I said it before, I thought he was going to get tackled in the end zone. He doesn't, but he does get tackled at the 1-yard line. So here is field position for Revere. The ball is spotted down at the 2.
Oh. This is about as good a starting position as you could ask for. You don't see this very often. And Classical is going to rue a lot of the missed opportunities that they have had in this game. But boy, you know, Revere is just playing so well right now.
And we were talking about how tough the Classical defense was coming out of here. They just haven't been able to get their offense untracked, as witnessed here for Calvin Boudreaux. First and goal from about the 2. Down to our left, motion man to the near side. Put the ball into the hands of Jonathan Murphy, and he's going to get pushed back about a loss of 2 on the play. Driven back by Maurice Segura for Classical Rams.
Straight ahead. Go up, pick a hole between your center and your guards and just go straight ahead. Hit him real quick. You go outside, you try to go wide. Classical is just so fast laterally. You're not going to be able to get anything because their ends are fast. They're shutting down. And then the linebackers just scoot. So their ability to slide in or out gives those defensive ends, you know, the choice to either string out themselves and let the linebacker fill or seal and let the linebacker come around.
Here's Boudreaux with 3 in the backfield behind him, single receiver right, hand the ball off into Tran's hands, and he'll get maybe a yard or 2.
You don't want to fail to score here. I mean, you can't ask for anything better. Punch it in, you know. Everybody in that huddle should be challenging each other to get up in the guy in front of him's face and just knock him aside a little bit. Give that running back a chance to get in. The classical in the interior does such a great job, as I mentioned, of filling in those gaps. And we got 46 seconds and ticking here for Revere to possibly take a lead here before the end of the quarter.
6-3, classical on top, waning seconds of the third quarter now. Boudreau, single back deep, and we've got whistles before they get the snap of the ball off.
Procedure.
Procedure call coming. That will be 5 yards back for Revere, and it will set up third down and goal from about the 7 for the Patriots. This could be the story of opportunity lost for both teams, at least in the third quarter. All the scoring in the first half, 6-3. All the scoring actually in the second quarter. With classical on top of the Revere Patriots here at Manning Field. The wind has not subsided. The rain has. Well, it's a heavy mist as I look up into the lights on the far side. And that is going to be the end of the third quarter. So we will have three quarters in the scorebook the same way we ended the first half. It is Lynn Classical 6 and the Revere Patriots 3 on MSONewsSports.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps. Internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Third down and goal for the Revere Patriots. Down to our right, the ball on the 7-yard line. Handed off for Ballow. Ballow pushed back at the line of scrimmage. He's just strung out along the far side, and it will be fourth and goal from the 7.
They had James Kiosis spread wide to the right, and he went to a corner pattern, wide open underneath. If he was took a step and cut inside, would have been just a quick slant play. But they're going to go to tie the score. It worked the last time. Let's see, we got timeout, Revere.
So Bader Hayu will be kicking out of the hold of Jonathan Murphy. The line of scrimmage is the 8-yard line. The score is 6-3, so now that point after attempt on the classical touchdown in the second quarter, which was a kick, went wide, maybe a bigger factor than we would have thought of at that point. You're laughing at yourself.
No, a Herald story on the Twitter feed. A coffee called Death Wish has been recalled because it actually might kill you. Okay.
First of two here tonight on MSO News Sports.
Yeah, the stories you read.
We will be back later. For
just in time for the beginning of the game.
Yeah. As Lynn English, also home here tonight, will take to the gridiron. Bader Hayu will kick from the 14-yard line. The snap is down, the kick is up, it is low, and it is good. Just over the uprights.
That was
has tied this football game.
Literally, just over. Yeah, he didn't have quite as much height as he did the last time, but he had just enough distance. So Revere, again, fights back after finding themselves trailing 6-0 to tie the score at 6. Not a score that, again, at the beginning of the game, we anticipated based upon both teams' ability ability and lack of ability to score, and the defensive prowess that each had shown early on, Revere to this point, we'd have to say has played the better game. They've had at least two fumble recoveries. One on this last opportunity that they scored the tying field goal on. They would love to have seen them been able to punch it in, give themselves a little breathing room, put a bit more pressure on Lynn Classical. But again, for the Classical kicker, if it comes to that, we'll have the wind at his back for any attempt that they do make. Let's see what Revere does here on this kickoff. Do they get a little creative and try to do a little pooch kick? Everybody in Classical is actually up considering the wind, and there goes the door again. And there goes Marty's paperwork.
Oh, and my phone. No, I don't want that. All right, here's the kick. It is high and bounces out of bounds at the 24-yard line. And we'll do it again. R-L-Y, that's how I want to spell that. I will eventually learn how to talk and type at the same time.
My fingers lose total ability to spell when I'm trying to send either text messages or a tweet. It just doesn't come over.
So it'll be first and 10 from the 30-yard line for the Lynn Classical Rams. Keith Ridley, the snap, hangs onto the football, wants to come left side, and there is nothing there. He is spun around and dropped, and it's been recovered by the Revere
Zach
Patriots,
Furlong.
Zach Furlong, second strip of the football game.
I don't know if, you know, Ridley is going to the ground and he's not securing it, but that's twice now, I think, he has put the ball on the ground. Again, miscues just keep piling up for Classical, and Revere just keeps giving themselves opportunities. Again, they're playing with an abbreviated shortened field. Let's see if they can, again, take advantage of it. And they get down close enough. The field goal kicker's already kicked a 28-yarder, but the last one a little bit shorter and into the wind. Not as much hype, but you know he can kick them.
Yeah. Ball at the 29 for Calvin Boudreau. Fourth quarter, tied at 6.
If Classical didn't believe they were in a game before this, they know they're in a game right now.
Classical defense has come up tough here in the second half. And back to that fumble recovery. On the exchange, the snap was right into the quarterback's hand, so it wasn't a situation there. He rolled left. It was a design play. He was coming left. He was tackled. The ball popped loose, and Furlong came up on top of it.
Furlong got great penetration. He had it behind the line of scrimmage. And he got lost between Ridley and the offensive lineman standing there. You couldn't see who it was that was making the tackle. So and he's throwing 5'7", 145. So he's sliding in out of that linebacking position, making plays.
After the Revere timeout, split Kiosis wide out to the left side. Backs are split behind Boudreau. Big pitch. Comes back for Barbosa. Barbosa runs the string out left side. There's nothing there, and he'll be dropped for a loss of about 4 yards on the far sideline. The first hit was made by Javier Delgado way, way across the field.
Jeffrey Hill out there. Matt Gisono out there. I mean, you know, there were three guys waiting for him at the line of scrimmage cutting him off. That's how fast the Classical pursuit is laterally to either side of the ball.
The loss was 5. Again, so it is 2nd and 15.
That's why, to me, it's you can't get outside on these guys. It's just take your chances and shoot gaps. Shoot gaps with these against this Classical defense.
2nd and 15. Kiosis again wide left. Single back deep. Behind Boudreau. Motion man. Back around, fake the pitch, hand it off underneath, and coming to the near side, it's Furlong, and Furlong will be met with a flag on the play. The gain will be about 2. Furlong was dropped on the play by Matt Gisano for English.
Again, the speed of the linebacking and secondary of Classical coming up and just cutting the runner down as the flow went left and he came back against the flow trying to get Klaskal in an overload. Just too fast. The secondary stays home and watches for the ball and then makes their reaction.
A lot of conversation with the coaching staff on the near sideline to determine what they're going to do. Holding is the call against Revere, and Klaskal is going to decline it, instead taking the down.
Oh, sure. I mean, your defense is just stopping them, you know, play after play. You've got third and 15. You know, why give them second down? Why give them another opportunity? So
tied at 6, 8 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Two wides to the far side. Murphy and Kiosis now on third and 15. Single back deep, looking, fire the lateral, over to the far side, it's complete to Kiosis, and he will get to the original line of scrimmage before being pushed back. The gain will be 5 to the 30, sets up, make it 4 to the 30, and sets up third down and 11, make that fourth down and 11
again,
for Lynn Klaskal.
Dennis Pierce out there from his defensive line position, just so quick for a big kid.
So fourth and make it 12 for Revere. They'll mark the gain of 3. So fourth and 12. The ball is on the 30-yard line. Nose of the football would be right on the 30 on the far hash mark, which is the left hash mark, with 8 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. What'd you say to a little overtime tonight? Not that we have anything else planned for the rest of the evening.
Why does this always happen?
Fourth and 12. Well, it was last Friday night.
Last year we had a doubleheader, and there was, I think it was the St. Mary's game, went to overtime.
Murphy motion man and sacked.
Guess who?
Goodrow gets to see the sky from the 39-yard line.
Compliments of Mr. Pierce, number 54, once again, blowing up the middle of that Revere offensive line, coming through unmolested, and again, Boudreaux looks up, and there's just his huge shirt with 5'4 in his face.
So Klaskal gets the football back, another tremendous defensive stand in the second half before the Klaskal Rams.
And a missed opportunity for Revere of a Klaskal miscue. Yep. 7:18 on the clock.
Fourth down, first and 10. Ball complete to the near sideline. It's to Butler. Butler on his feet at the 45 and pulled out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
Yeah, some nice lead block by Jeffrey Hill. Did a nice job of waiting for Butler to get the ball and to come to him. Then he turned and he looked for the first man to block and made sure he was square up to him and just provided some extra protection for about the next 4 or 5 yards down the field.
He got about an inch more than he needed for the first down, so it's first and 10 for Klaskal. Moving from our right to our left, the wind is at their back. The long snap, the handoff, into the back of the line for Butler, and he will get to midfield, so it's a very workmanlike 3 yards or a little bit more. Pick up for them.
The wind's how he worse. Is.
So they need to get to the 43, and the ball is right on midfield, near hash mark now, the left hash mark for Klaskal as they move right to left. Time, not quite an issue yet, 6:44. Clock running tied at 6 here. Snap is high this time. Handoff into the backfield for Best, and he will get back to the line of scrimmage and get one more yard, which is probably a couple more yards than you would have thought of when he took that first hit in the backfield.
Yeah, but again, you know, Rivera's doing a good job in the majority of these plays of limiting downfield movement for Lynn Klaskal. Klaskal is battling for every inch of yardage tonight.
Third and 6 for Keith Ridley. Has a single back next to him, and it's Best. Looks to the near sideline. Maybe a little checkoff play here as they have trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. The snap a little low. Ridley fires incomplete. In and out of the hands of Adam Washington, who was pretty much all alone at about the 35-yard line.
Well, Dennis Eckerle would say he put a little cheese on that one because that was a bullet. And just right through the a little high and right through the fingertips of number 8, Jeffrey Hill.
So fourth down from the 49-yard line of Revere for Klaskal, and they are sending out the punting team.
I take that back. That was Adam Washington. We have two number eights for Glasgow. And Adam Washington is a senior wide receiver, 6'3", 195. So that ball was high, hard, and then some.
Here's the snap on the punt. The punt is straight up in the air, takes a bounce at the 35, and will roll out of bounds at about the 32-yard line. Off the boot of Nashawn Butler. So the exchange of the field position will put the ball back at the 33-yard line. First and 10 for Revere as they'll move from our left to our right. So they gain about 16 yards on the punt.
Well, you know, a very favorable punt for Revere considering he was kicking with the wind. And just went a little bit right and didn't turn over too much for him. Again, Revere, good starting position. It's just that the guys in the green standing in front of him aren't giving away much.
If this was not an artificial surface, you'd just see a lot of mud down there the way this game has been played.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the big pitch into the backfield, and it's going to be a loss as it went to Barbosa. And Barbosa took the ball back at about the 24-yard line, turned the corner, came back, and got to the 29, but it's still a loss of a good four.
Yeah, I think it was Chase Bono who blew that play up in the backfield, getting great penetration and getting a hold of the runner first and then allowed the rest of the defense to finish him off. Just so quick. Can't emphasize that enough.
Calvin Boudreau brings the play call in from Lou Ciccatelli on the far sideline, breaks him out of the huddle pretty quickly. Sends Kiosis wide to the left, single back. Looks, hands off, nothing there. Wow. Had Ballow in the backfield, handed it off to him, and he was just met and dropped back to the 31. Loss of about two, but that was one tremendous hit there. And timeout taken by Classical, it looks like.
Well, we got 4:47 left, so coach is trying to save some time here. Give his offense an opportunity.
First down is at the 43. The ball is at the 31. That would make that the 26. That would make it third and 17. More football coming your way after this one is North Reading. We'll be here to face off against English. And meanwhile, on the other side, that game must be pretty close to getting underway, I would think, too. The Gloucester game, nope, about 20 minutes away from that. Now that it's getting dark out, I'm really confused about the time, too. Feels like it's 9 o'clock at night, maybe because we've seen a whole football game. Handing off in the backfield, it's Murphy. And Murphy will get just slammed back at the 20. A slow-developing play. Boudreau rolled back, looked like he was going to throw, had Murphy cutting from his right. In the meantime, the defense was right back there with him.
Yeah, Javier Delgado, senior captain for a Classical. 5'11", 210. Again, they just get in the backfield so quickly. You know, and if it's a, like you said, it's a slow-developing play, it's not getting out of the backfield.
Yeah. Snap is high on the punt. Here is the punt high in the air. Gets a little bit of a hit from the wind. Bounces at the 35. Rolls up to the 44-yard line. So probably a pretty good bounce if you're Revere. But it gets it to where the first down would have been for Revere. And it's first and 10 for English. And they are at the Revere 44-yard line. Moving from our right to our left. With 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in a tie football game to 6-6. One touchdown for Classical, two field goals for the Revere Patriots, and that's how we got where we are.
Lynn English AD Dick Newton just arriving for tonight's encounter with North Reading.
Here's Ridley firing near side. It's complete to Butler. Butler spun, drilled at the 41-yard line. The gain will be about three for him there as he swarmed. Sims in on the tackle, as well as Zach Corifio for Revere Patriots.
And John and Jonathan, they simply corralled him. They triangulated him,
mm-hmm.
And he had nowhere to go. And then they just collapsed on him after that short game. Real good coverage there by Revere.
Ridley with Best in his backfield. The trips are to the far side, which is the right side. Here's the snap. Firing downfield, wanting to fire downfield. There's nothing there. And he is spun and drilled and brought to the ground. Jim Kiosis
for the Revere Patriots, had him in a big bear hug back at the 49-yard line on the other side. But I'll say one thing, Ridley did not give up. He just kept digging and digging and digging.
No, but give Kiosis a lot of credit. 5'10", 155 going against 6'3", 215. And you're right, Ridley kept trying to wiggle out of that. But again, Kiosis would not let go of him. And he was struggling so long, it gave time for two other Patriots to come in and take him down.
Third and 20. And Ridley, in trouble, gets away, fires the ball, and it is incomplete. The general direction of Butler on the far sideline, maybe, if Butler was 5 yards further upfield. So it is fourth down and 20.
Sebastian Varin shot the gap in a classical line as they tried to roll right and put the pressure on Ridley to get rid of the ball way before he wanted to, and it came up short. So fourth down now for Classical, and they've got to give the ball back with 2:44. Sneaky play here, maybe?
No, you've got Butler. He's the kicker back at his own 37-yard line. Takes the snap right where he wants it, puts the boot in.
Ooh.
Oh, this thing is going to boom, and it is going to roll back into the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 from the 20 for Calvin Boudreaux when Revere goes back on offense with 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Last week we had a nothing-nothing game through 3.5 quarters.
Till this point in the game.
Right, yeah. And it's entirely possible the total offense in this game might not be 100 yards.
Let me just go back to my figures with John. Well, Glasgow had 124 for
okay.
us, which seems weird because they didn't seem like that, but they had that big pass play.
And that's right, because he gets credit for the pass, even though it subsequently,
And Revere had 61.
So Boudreaux, from his own 20-yard line, moving left to right. Lights on here, obviously, at Manning Field. The handoff goes nowhere.
Well, Revere's scoring average will not rise, but their scoring defense numbers will certainly get down.
Yeah.
And Classical scoring average will take a dip.
Timeout taken by Classical here.
But the defensive numbers will stay the same.
2 minutes and 22 seconds on the scoreboard clock. We are tied at 6. This is the fourth quarter. There's no gain on that play, and it is first and 10 from the second and 10 from the 20 for Calvin Boudreaux. He has 80 yards to go to break this tie. So we may see it's a timeout on the field for Lynn Classical here. We may see our first overtime of this very young season.
Phil Stacey's up at Masco Newburyport, so we'll be reading his updates as the evening goes on.
All right, on second down and 10 for Calvin Boudreaux. Single receiver to the near side. Motion man goes left side. Hand the ball off for Barbosa around the left side. Swarmed over on the far side, and he will get to the line of scrimmage. As you said, they can't just string him out that way.
Oh, just kidding.
Barbosa gets credit for 1 yard left to right and about 25 yards laterally.
You know, if you went with one running back, put all your receivers to one side, split them out, and then bring them all back in and block into the middle of the field, you might have an opportunity to get a running back around that corner. Otherwise, they're just, as soon as they see ball, they let their coverage go, and they just fly to the ball.
Third down, 9 for Revere. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and download our new improved MSO News Sports app for mobile access to this and all of the content here at msonewsports.com. On third down and 9 for Calvin Boudreaux, has time, fires long, long, long into the wind. It is complete, I think. I think he's got it. No, he doesn't.
Oh, I thought he had that, too.
Goddard Hayu at the 47-yard line, his own 47-yard line, did a nice job to bring that football down because there were two jerseys of the other color around him.
He got the better of the elevation on that. I thought he brought it down somewhere in there. He put it on the ground.
The judge was right there.
And as soon as he came down on the, as soon as the Hayu came down, the signal came up that it was an incomplete pass. The snap for the punt, but whistles blow as the snap was in the air. And it's going to go against Revere. They're going to move it back 5 yards. So
somebody moved, obviously.
Yeah. So the line of scrimmage was the 19. It was the 21. It's now going to be the 16.
152, Ken Classical, mount an attack that'll give them the W here tonight.
The punt will be coming from the 2-yard line. The snap right in there, and we've got another flag and another whistle. And again, procedure call against Revere, and it'll move it back another 5. And this time, instead of the 21, the line of scrimmage will be the 16. It's 4th down and forever.
Yeah, the last thing you need is to have hiccups here at this point in the game, in these situations.
Yeah, because this has taken 10 yards off that punt, and now the punt is coming from the end zone.
And you got to believe into the wind is going to come up.
Snap is bobbled and picked up and finally got a boot into it, and it's a very nice punt considering. Ball bounces up to the 35, takes a little bit of a roll for Revere, up to the 37-yard line. So you got chicken salad out of chicken feathers.
Boy, did you ever. Did you ever. And I think with the ball hitting the ground, all the Classical defenders stopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all stopped. No one rushed the kicker. They actually gave him time. He looked up and said, okay, nobody coming. And again, executed a really good punt.
Yeah. So it puts Classical in very good field position here. 1st and 10 from the Revere 37-yard line. 1:40. Score tied at 6. This is the 4th quarter. Ridley hands the ball off, coming left side, down to the 40-yard line, tripped up and pulled down at the 39-yard line. That's Best with the football. So after all of that, the loss is 3 yards, and the ball's back at the 39. So it'll be 2nd and 13.
Carifio, Sims, Ayu, all did a great job there, stringing that out, not letting them get the edge. And kudos to, again, the lateral pursuit of Revere tonight. Ball on the ground.
And it's picked up. Controlled there by Classical. They're going to run around the right side with it. And the loss will be back to the 45-yard line.
And that's James Kiosis making that particular play. Again, the ball went on the ground.
I don't have a lineup. That's Bono, the ball carrier for Lynn Classical. Thank you, sir.
Certainly.
So we've got timeout on the field taken here by Classical. That is their last timeout of the football game. 51 seconds on the scoreboard clock. We're tied at 6. This is in that fantastic finishes category.
Well, it's going to have to be a fantastic finish. They've got 2 downs to do 40 yards, and not that it can't be done, but you have to give the Revere defense and Coach Ciccatelli just so much credit for coming in here with a game plan and executing that game plan.
So it is 3rd and 20, not quite. The first down is at the 27. The ball is at the 45.
You know, Classical has put the ball on the ground. Revere has taken it away from him. You know, again, they've denied Classical opportunities. Classical's denied themselves opportunities. But Revere has just played up the defensive intensity, has matched that of Classical tonight.
Single wide near side, Washington Joseph far side. 2 backs in the backfield with Ridley. Has time, gets some protection, airs it out long, 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 and it's incomplete. Intended receiver back deep was Butler, but he was covered step for step and breath for breath with Jonathan Murphy.
Yeah, the ball's a little long, and Murphy was behind him, able to come back and knock that ball down. Had it been a bit better on target, but well-designed play. Keep max protection in, go one-on-one, see what you can get. You got a guy with an arm with the wind, and just a little bit overthrown there.
Ridley. That's 4th down and 20, and it looks they're gone into punt formation here with Butler back at his own 42. Single receiver back for Revere. The punt is high up in the air. Big hang time, and it's just going to bounce. And it's going to take a classical bounce. Will it go? No. It'll roll back a little bit at the four-yard line. So Revere will be first and 10 from their own four-yard line with 34 seconds to play here in a defensive taffy pull of a football game.
Well, again, you get a guy who can put the ball up in the air, and with the win, he's gotten, Butler's gotten two great kicks. The last two opportunities he's been, he was given. Again, one went into the end zone, but this one checked up and died. 96 yards for Revere to go in 34 seconds. Again, now you play to strip the ball.
Yep.
For classical. Revere has to really check up and two arms on the ball. Don't let Classical get hands in there.
That noise that you're hearing in the background is not us breathing into the microphones. That's the wind. And we're inside. We're warm. Don't worry. I'm not. I don't have weights tied around my ankles to keep me from fluttering off.
Rickwood.
Murphy tight to the near side. Single receiver far side. It's Kiosis for the quarterback. The handoff into the backfield. It's Barbosa, and Barbosa gets up to about the 11-yard line.
Good run.
That's Ballard
good run.
With
again,
the football.
Getting right up inside the center guard position and just pulling his way forward.
Got to move quick here. There's about 20 seconds, and the clock continues to run here. Now it's down to 14. I'm not sure that they have, that they're totally aware of how much time is left, or they're playing for last play. I don't think a Hail Mary's in the offering.
Ciccatelli's here. Talking to his quarterback on the sideline. He's looking for overtime.
Yeah, I guess he's going to because, yep, he's bringing his team in. And we have regulation in the books. We are tied at 6. We'll be back for overtime next. Tied at 6 on MSONewsSports.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Be sure to check out North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7. The North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns.
So we are going to go to overtime here at Manning Field in Lynn, where we are tied at 6 between Lynn Classical and Revere. A touchdown by Classical in the second quarter. A field goal by Revere in the second quarter. A field goal by Revere in the fourth quarter. And we stand 6-6.
Ta-da. Here, in case you need some updates.
Oh, thank you. Get myself together here.
And Bill mocked my organization of my controller.
So this is a, by the way, this is a Northeastern Conference Central Football Conference game, too, which has some impact in how the playoffs go. You only have to play 500 football to make the playoffs.
Don't get me going on that either.
Well, we have. Yeah. So they're thinking of maybe pushing the next game back, but we're going to be a little bit late here anyways. I'm going to ask you a question that shows my ignorance.
And I don't know the answer.
I hope it's a question I don't have to show mine.
Are these sudden death? I haven't done an overtime game in so long that I don't remember. So Revere gets everybody into the huddle like it was the coin toss from the start of the football game.
No, I think each team gets a possession.
Each team gets a possession?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if one scores a touchdown, the other has to score a touchdown. If one kicks a field, how does the Celtic go?
We'll have to ask Steve for future reference. So let's see. They're gathering everything down at the 10-yard line.
Right.
And there's a conversation between Revere and the official. The Revere captains is discussing something at the 10-yard line. Put the ball down at the 10.
I didn't see who won the toss. Classical is going first. Revere may have let them go first. Because if Classical needs to kick a field goal, then that's all Revere has to do to run a second overtime.
So Classical in the overtime at the 10-yard line. First play from scrimmage. Ridley hangs onto the football, heads to the near sideline, and breaks into the end zone. 10-yard touchdown scamper.
That wasn't Ridley. They went with...
Check that. That is not Ridley. Thank you.
Marcus Tucker. They did direct snap to Tucker. And he just bolted for the far corner and just got inside. That was as quick a hitter as you could execute.
So the touchdown for Classical from Tucker on the 10-yard run to the near sideline just went over the pylon, breaking the plane of the end zone.
They're going to go for two. Tucker's still behind center in the shotgun position.
There's Tucker with the football, puts his head down. He is close.
No, I don't think
and
he
And I don't
in
think
yet.
He does. Revere is saying no, and so isn't the reaction of Classical and the guy in the stripes. So Tucker gets the score from 10 yards out, first play of the overtime, and Classical leads 12-6. Revere gets their shot at it.
Well, this is the one more stand Classical has to make, leading 12-6. And I think that was the whole purpose of putting Tucker in there. And he got a great snap from center.
Yes.
You know, he didn't. It was up in his chest. He was able to get two hands and just turn and sprint. Let's see what Revere can do. Can they get 10 yards?
First down for Boudreaux from the 10-yard line. Rolls back, hands it off. Nothing there. The handoff went to Bello in the backfield, and he's drilled back at the 15.
Again, attempting to go to the far side. He didn't get three steps after he got the ball before he was wrapped up, again, by the interior of the Classical line. I believe it was Pierce again doing the damage.
Marcus Progress to the 13. Second down and goal from the 13. We are in overtime. Classical scored on their possession, and they lead 12-6. Revere has not had a touchdown in this football game, and they need one now if they're going to stay in it. So Boudreaux comes out, Sims over the football, Boudreaux shifts Murphy off to the right side, makes the long count, big pitch back, goes off for Bello. Bello on the left side, gets back to the 10-yard line, so it'll be third down and goal from the 10 on the left side now.
Again, running a slant from the wide out towards the goalpost, it'd be wide open. It's one-on-one out there.
The mist coming down sideways from our right to our left, along with the wind. Both teams in the overtime facing the wind as they've used the 10-yard line down to our right.
So glad they chose this one.
Boudreaux under center. Has Kiosis wide to the left side. Now comes a little closer home. Boudreaux, motion man near side, rolls back, has some time, fires it. It is incomplete. Intended receiver near side was Jonathan Murphy, but it was a few yards short of him,
And after playing 44 minutes of football and the first possession of overtime led into a touchdown, Revere's football game comes down to this snap.
Yeah, Boudreaux's throw, you could see the impact the wind had on it. Marty, as it slowed it down and actually brought it back up the field, and the intended receiver had to actually chase back after it. He would have been dropped for probably a loss had he made the catch. Again, to me, going into the middle of the field.
Matt Gisano for Classical, pumping up his defensive teammates. To the near side, wide is Kionis. For Boudreaux, makes the long count, rolls back, looks, has some time, fires into the end zone, and is batted down into the end zone, and Lynn Classical comes away with a 6-3 overtime victory.
Well, it was hard earned, believe me, and you know, not probably a contest I think we'll go into overtime, but Revere brought an A-type game today. You hate to lose, but the defense played as well as could be expected in this concert. Classical will move to 3-0. Revere will move to 0-3.
Nick Medeiros batted that football down and brings this game to a conclusion, 12-3 with 12. Okay, I'll get it right eventually. 12-6 with Classical defeating Revere.
We'll be back with Lynn English North Reading after a short break. So come back at probably 15, 20 minutes, and we'll be back. You're listening to Northeastern Conference Football on MSO News Sports.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Compelling exhibits, thought-provoking programs, all celebrating Lynn's past while promoting a vision for its future. I'm Drew Russo, Executive Director of the Lynn Museum and Lynn Arts, and I invite you to visit our campus located in the heart of the downtown Lynn Cultural District with galleries at 590 Washington Street and 25 Exchange Street. Currently, we are featuring the Vision Place of Souls, Civil War landscapes by local artist Jeff Fioravanti through December 22nd at the museum, and rotating shows from local artists in the Lynn Arts Gallery. We're open Tuesdays to Fridays 10 to 4 and Saturdays 9 to 1. Visit us online at lynnmuseum.org.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The following is a paid political announcement from Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre.
Since I have been elected, we have made progress. The city is growing, but there is much work to still do. Small businesses are flourishing, we've created local jobs, and continue to fight for working families all across Lynn. I have responded personally to over 1,000 constituent requests, but the work doesn't stop there. We need to keep our streets safer and our neighborhoods cleaner. We have to maintain our public services while keeping taxes affordable. The people of Lynn deserve a high level of representation. I am Brian LaPierre, and I'm running for re-election for Lynn City Councilor at Large, and I respectfully ask for one of your four votes on Tuesday, November 7th.